Brother Hagin asked me a while ago if I was going to be short-winded or long-winded tonight, and I told him, I said, if you'll remember, I think the last time I preached here, I think we was out the door, doors locked, lights off, and all the cars gone by 6:30. So I don't know. I don't know how to go. I just know that we're just going to do whatever God has planned tonight. But tonight, if you have your Bibles, I'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 17. As you're turning there, I just want to bring something up that's obvious tonight. It is December the 30th, maybe the 31st, I'm not real sure. We will have no more church service in 2020. It is the last time you'll sit in a pew at Union Chapel in 2020. It's the last time you'll have the opportunity to come to church on a Wednesday night in 2020. There's no more Sunday morning service. There's no more Sunday night. There's no more Sunday school. There's no more Wednesday nights in 2020. And this year, as we go into 2021, if we just look back over our life, if we just look back over our life in 2020, I'd say it's probably been a rough year for most everybody in here. It's probably been a rough year for just about everybody in here. But tonight I want to bring something tonight that you can start over. Just to start over tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 17, it says, if you will stand as we honor the reading of God's Word. 2 Corinthians 5, 17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, I come to you tonight. Father God, I ask that you would just move me completely out of the way tonight, God. Lord God, I know I'm just a nobody, Father. Lord God, I'm not nothing just because I'm behind this sacred desk, Father. God, but all glory goes to you. Father God, I pray tonight, Father God, if somebody's messed up tonight, Father God, if somebody's life ain't where it needs to be, Father God, and they say, if I could just go back and start over tonight, God, I pray they see tonight that you're the only way. You're the only way we can start over. You're the only way we can have a clean slate tonight. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father God, that you just move through Union Chapel in the year 2021. God, I pray that you'd bless it. God, I pray that we ain't seen nothing yet. Lord God, I pray that you just move on us in a mighty way. God, I pray that you be with the pastor and the youth as they come back home. Father God, I pray that you give them safe travels. And Lord God, I just want to praise you right now and thank you for the salvations we've had this week. Lord God, I pray that we see more to come. Lord God, I pray that we see more and more and more each and every day this year, Father. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you just anoint this word, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you just hide me behind the cross. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight in 2 Corinthians, the Bible tells us that we can have a start over. We can start over in our lives. I want you to know something tonight. If I had a blank piece of paper and I passed it around to each and every one of you tonight, and on that piece of paper I had you write down everything that happened in your life this year, just this year in 2020, I want you to know there'd be some things that you would put on there. Maybe it would be full of stress. Maybe it'd be packed this full of everything that's went on in your life in 2020, then it would go on and it would keep on going on and it would just keep on going on. And the more you dug and the more you dug and the more you dug into what happened in your life this year, the fuller that paper would get. I want you to know this week is, BJ asked me if I would preach tonight. As soon as I walked out the door, something hit me. Just start over. Just start over. Well, the next time we was in church, I don't remember what day, if it was Sunday or whatever, he said something, and all throughout my Bible, I've got just stuff wrote everywhere. I don't know if y'all can see this, but my front pages are slapped full everywhere to write, and I said, man, I ain't got nowhere else to write what he's telling me. And I think it was this past Wednesday night I opened up to Matthew. I just want to show you what God showed me. He said, when you think you're out of room, just turn to me. When you think you're out of room, just turn to me. I want you to know I found three blank pages there in my Bible of more places to write notes and things that he showed me throughout my study time and throughout preaching time. But I want you to know tonight that there's not only blank pages in your Bible where you can write stuff down, but Jesus Christ, he's offering a blank page to you tonight. I want you to know tonight, when you look at that page from what's happened in this year, all them things that's been wrote down, it may be full of stress. It may be full of sin problems you have. It may be full of addictions. It may be full of all these things. But Jesus Christ says you can start over tonight. I want you to know tonight, I'm not talking about a New Year's resolution tonight. New Year's resolutions, them things come and they may be gone before January 1st has hit midnight. I want you to know tonight that I'm not talking about a resolution. I'm talking about a standing with the Father. I'm talking about a clean slate with the Master. Tonight, I want you to know, if you want to start over, the only way you can is, my question tonight is, how can we start over? The first way we must start over is there must be a death. There must be a death. In verse number 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. I want you to know tonight that Jesus Christ, He first provided that death. He first provided that death. He died to provide the new way. There can't be a new way if there's an old way. If the old way's still in the way, there can't be a new way. I want you to know tonight that Jesus Christ, when He died to provide that new way, He done that because He provided where there's no priest. You don't have to go to a priest no more. There is one mediator. 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse 5, it says, let me get there. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse 5, it says, 1 Timothy 2, 5, I'm sorry. So sorry. First Timothy 2, 5, it says, for there is one God, one mediator between God and men, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. I want you to know this morning that when Jesus died, He provided that way to get to God, and it was only through Him. You don't have to go through another man tonight. He says, I'm going to die, and I'm going to provide that new way. But He didn't only provide the new way through a priest. He provided that new way through a sacrifice. If you look in verse number 6 there of 1 Timothy, it says, who gave Himself a ransom from all. For all. I want you to know tonight, when Jesus Christ died on that cross, he done away with the priest. He done away with the veil, where you had to go in behind the veil and they had to tie a rope and all them things. Y'all know them things. He done away with all that. He said, if you want to come to God, you come through me. But not only that, He provided that sacrifice. On the day of the Passover, they had to smear the blood of the lamb over the doorpost. He done away with all that. He said, I'm going to provide my blood for all. He said, I'm going to be that sacrifice tonight. I'm going to be that ransom from all. But not only did He provide that new way through the priest and the sacrifice, but He also done it through the day of Pentecost. Well, on that day of Pentecost, Jesus Christ, He stepped out of the way. He said, I'm going to let the Holy Ghost come down. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit come down. And if He didn't do that, we would have no way to heaven today. If Jesus Christ didn't step out of the way and let the Holy Ghost come down, just the way God had planned it, we would have no way today. But there was that death through Jesus. But there also must be a death in our life tonight. If you want to start over, if you want that clean slate with Jesus Christ, there must be a death in your life tonight. Them old ways, they must pass away. In 2 Corinthians, it says, all things, the old ways are passed away. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. It didn't say some things, it said all the old things. All of them, they're all passed away. I want you to know tonight, if you want to just a fresh start with Jesus Christ tonight. If you've messed up this year, if you've, you keep falling down and you can't, just things don't seem to go right. I want you to know tonight, them old ways, they must die. That's the first step. Them old ways, they must die first. I want you to know tonight, when you have that death, and you let them old ways die for the new ways to start coming up, you'll start having a desire. You'll have a desire for the Word of God. You'll have a desire for the Word of God in 1 Peter 2. Verse number 2. 1 Peter 2, 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. I want you to know tonight that when you have a desire for the Word, then you'll start desiring the worship. When you start desiring the Word of God, you'll start desiring the worship. In John 4, 23, it says, I normally write these down, but I didn't this time. I'm sorry. John 4, 23, it says, but the hour hath come, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. I want you to know tonight in 2020, if there's ever been a time, I believe it's now. If there's ever been a time that the true worshipers should worship, I believe it's now. There's so much corruption. There's so much things going on. There's going to be a time that these church doors are going to have to be a secret opening. There's going to be a time that the United States of America, you're not going to be able to worship God freely. There's going to be a time. It's coming. It's coming. You see it all over the news. You see it all over the newspapers. You see it all over social media. They're trying to shut the church down. I want you to know tonight, if there's ever been a time, it's in 2020. It's right now. It's tonight. It's coming up in 2021 that the true worshipers, we must worship. So you must have that desire for the Word. You must have that desire to worship. But when you have those things, when you desire for the Word and you have a desire for the worship of God, you'll start having a desire for the will of God. In Luke 22:42, I want you to know Jesus Christ is talking here. He's fixing to go to the cross, and he knows it. He's sitting there praying. And he says, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Not my will, Lord, but yours." I want you to know that tonight, when you get that desire, when you have that death of the old ways, and you start desiring the Word of God, and you start desiring the worship of God, and you get in the will of God, and you start desiring for His will to be done in your life, there'll be one more thing that happens to you tonight. For that clean slate, for that blank page to come up, for that start over, just to start over, there'll be one more thing that comes into your life. It'll be a new design. I want you to know tonight, if things ain't working in 2020, if everything you've done ain't working in 2020, and you're not getting any closer to God, you feel like you're taking one step forward and six or seven back, I want you to know tonight, there must be a new design. There must be a new design. If something don't work, what do? You fix it. If something don't work, they redesign it. They redo it. They redesign it. They make a new design of it. I want you to know something tonight in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 17. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. But behold, all things are become new." It didn't say the old ways are tangled up and redone. It says they're new. It says they're new. I want you to know, if they redesign something, they don't take the old parts and fix them back up and make them work again. No. They make it all brand new. Everything that was wrong with it, they fix it and they make it new. I want you to know tonight, when you start redesigning your life and you get that new design in your life, you'll have some things that come in different. You'll have a new attitude. You'll have a new attire, the way you present yourself, the way you dress yourself, the way you walk, the way you talk. The friends you hang out with, all them things, they'll start changing. And you say, "Well, what does that have to do with anything about a new design? And what does it have to do with that fresh page, that fresh slate to God?" I want you to know tonight, and if you'll look down in verse 21, it says, "For he hath made himself to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made righteousness of God in him." I want you to know tonight, when you have that new attitude and that new design starts working in your life, you get that new attitude, you get that new attire, and you get that new walk, and your talk starts to change, and that walk starts to change, and your friends start to change, who you hang out with, who you associate with, that starts to change. What that is it's called the righteousness of God. He says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Well, when He starts making you righteous, all them old things, they start to fall off. All them things that cluttered up your page in 2020 that's not working, they're starting to fall off. All them things that wasn't working, that was holding you back from being where you needed to be with God, they're starting to fall off. Them new ways are starting to come in. I want you to know tonight, when you have that death in your life and you have get rid of them old ways and then you start desiring for God and then you have a new design in your life, then you're writing your story right. I want you to know tonight, if 2020 has just went the wrong way for me, I just want to tell you how it went for me. 2020, I was rocking strong. I was feeling good. Man, we ended in November going to North Carolina, and I was on fire. December, I was on fire. January, March, April, May, on fire, and then COVID hit. Churches, I mean, we was kind of trying to social distance. Wasn't really, but we was trying, and nothing really changed, and then the church doors got shut down. I'm like, "Well, that's okay. That ain't no big deal. I keep reading my Bible. I keep doing these things and listening to it online." And it wasn't long I wasn't listening to it online no more. I was golfing and I was fishing on Sunday mornings instead of listening to the Word. And then, well, it rocked on for another month or two there, and we got to go back in the parking lot. And I was like, "Heck yeah, man, my life's going to go back to normal. My worship, my walk with God, it's going to go back to normal." And it kind of did, it kind of didn't. And then we got rocking on, and we said, "We're going to come back in the building." I said, "Oh, yeah, it's on now. It's on now, Satan. You can't hold me back no more. And then it rocked on, and it still wasn't where it needed to be. And God said, it's because your page, it ain't blank. That page you filled up with stuff that's not of me. That page you filled up with stuff that's not doing you no good tonight. I want you to know tonight, if you can start over tonight, it's going to be through Jesus Christ. He said, I want you to know something tonight. He said, I'm going to give you a fresh start. It don't matter if you've been saved. It don't matter if you hadn't been saved. He said, I want you to know that no matter what you've done from this day forward, if you'll just ask me to forgive you, if you'll just ask me to wash it clean tonight, you've got that blank page. You've got a new story to start writing. I want to just show you a couple examples in the Bible tonight of what I'm talking about. Maybe it'll clear things up. I know I'm not very good at explainer. But just a few examples tonight in the Bible. Number one I looked at, and the number one person I thought of was Saul. Man, Saul, he was rocking on, and he was killing Christians, and he was doing all these things. But then there was a death that came to Saul. Once Jesus Christ, he met Saul, you never hear Saul no more. You don't hear Saul no more in the Bible after that, but you hear Paul. There was a death of Saul, and he became Paul. Well, when Saul died and became Paul, Paul started having new desires. He started desiring the Word of God. He started desiring the worship of God. He started desiring the will of God. And not long after that, he didn't long to kill Christians. He desired to be a Christian. He desired to love like Christ. But then after his desires started changing, he had a new design. He didn't start going to the same places again. He didn't start doing the things he was doing again. He had a new design. He was a totally different person. Totally different. He had a new design. He was more like Christ. But also, if you look in Mark, you'll see a man, the man that was in the tombs. The man that they tried to bound down. They tried to chain him up, and they couldn't. He was in the tombs. He was cutting himself. He was a demon-possessed man, and he was all these things. And then Jesus Christ shows up. Jesus Christ shows up, and there's a death of that old man. There was a death of that man who was in the tombs, just bound down, couldn't nobody do nothing with him. There was a death of that man, and he started having new desires. He wasn't cutting himself no more. He was just chill, relaxed. But let's look at his new design tonight. The Bible says he was clothed and in his right mind. Clothed and in his right mind. But I want you to know tonight that you may think I'm just talking about lost people and I'm just talking about sin in your life and all these things. I'm not. Christians, we mess up every single day. Every single day I got to get down and I got to ask God to forgive me of something I've done. And tonight I want to show you a man who was following Christ. A man who was walking with Christ daily. He said, Lord, I'll never turn my back on you. Lord, I'll never deny you. His name was Peter. And if you want to look at the denial, if you want to look when he stepped out of the boat and he started drowning, if you want to look at anything Peter done in his life, that's fine. But you'll see that Peter, when he denied, there was a death of that denial. When he denied, he never denied him again. Oh no, he wasn't going to go down that road again. When he jumped out of the boat and he started walking on the water and he took his eyes off Christ and he started sinking, you'll never hear Peter drowning again. I want you to know there was a death of that old man. There was a death of the old ways of Peter. And then he started having new desires. I guarantee you when Peter started sinking in that water, he said, I'm never going to take my eyes off you again. I want you to know, I think that's how Peter felt. He had that new desire, but he had that new design too. Peter, after he denied Christ and he was alone and, man, he was just beat down and Jesus come to him, he said, man, we can put those old things away. I can give you that blank page and you can start writing all over again. It's not over. It's not over. But you know, Peter went on and he preached the greatest message that ever was on the day of Pentecost, and he done great things for the Lord. I want you to know tonight, just because you've messed up tonight, just because things ain't went right in 2020, it's not been a normal year, it ain't been none of those things, but it's not an excuse. My walk with Christ, it has no excuses. If I'm not walking right, it's because of me. I have no excuse. I can't give an excuse on Judgment Day for the way I've lived. I can't. I don't know what I'll tell him. But I want you to know tonight, he says, it don't have to keep rocking on that way. It don't have to keep going that way. I can give you a blank page. Just a fresh start tonight. I just want to go through something tonight. It's a song. I would play it and I would do all these things, but it's one of BJ's new rap songs he likes now. And I feel like some of y'all probably run me out if I played it over the speakers. But I just want to read it to you tonight. And here's how it goes. Maybe this will explain it better than I can. It says, everybody's got a blank page, a story they're writing, a wall that they're climbing. You can carry the past on your shoulders, or you can start over. Regrets, no matter what you've gone through, Jesus, He gave it all to save you. He carried the cross on His shoulders so I could start over. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. To the brokenhearted that wish they'd never been born, never been torn, never sinned, never disobeyed. I know you think there's no hope, but that ain't true. Jesus saves. I know you feel regret, like I brought this all on myself. I messed up big this time, and I don't deserve God's help. How can God forgive me after knowing what I did? After knowing that I hid from Him, and I stayed away, and I backslid. But listen, Jesus came for the sick. Jesus came for the weak. Jesus came to give good news and have this, and have set the captives free. Jesus came for the poor. Jesus came with the keys. Jesus came to remove the chains so the prisoners are released. And it goes back in there, everybody's got a blank page, a story they're writing, a wall that they're climbing. You can carry the past on your shoulders or you can start over. Regrets, no matter what you've gone through, Jesus, He gave it all to save you. He carried the cross on His shoulders so you can start over. See, His love is deeper than an ocean floor. Run to His arms like an open door. God the Father sent the Son so men can come and be free. You ain't got to run no more. Come to me, all who are weary, with heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. Separate you from your sins as far as the east is from the west. Throw it in a sea of forgetfulness. What sin, what offense. And when them waves come crashing in, I'll calm the winds in your defense. So whatever it is that you've done, He put that punishment on His Son. You'll never come under His condemnation. Conquer sin and Satan and his accusations. Dry your eyes, lift up your head. Hallelujah, God is not dead. Plus He gave us His peace. And He took our guilt on the cross instead. Took our place, and now we embrace a clean slate. A clean slate with the eyes of faith. We know unfailing love. It's not too late, you can start over. Everybody's got a blank page. A story that they're writing. A wall that they're climbing. I want you to know tonight, it's not too late. You can start over. Tonight, if 2020 hadn't went the way that you think it should, if you've got your page and it's all jumbled up with things that Jesus Christ wouldn't be pleased with, if you're jumbled up with stuff that Christ wouldn't be pleased with, if you wouldn't want to show yourself before an almighty God tonight, He's give you a blank page. He's give you a blank page tonight. All you got to do is start right. All you got to do is ask Him for it. He'll give it to you. I want you to know I'm helping coach a basketball team, and the head coach, he texted me, said, I want you to draw up some plays. I want you to have them at the first practice. Well, I took that pen and paper, and I started writing, and it wasn't long I was ripping that page out. And I'd start writing again, and I'd rip that page out. Every one of them going in the garbage. I want you to know something. It don't matter how many pages you've ripped out, Jesus Christ, He's always got another one for you. He's always got another blank page for you. Says His love, His grace is deeper than the ocean floor. Let us pray. Dear Father God, I come to You tonight.